Once flying high, Southwest Airlines is rated dead last for safety. It's the business news headlines for Friday, the 3rd day of January. Thanks for coming by. Tesla is rocking. We've got some numbers. More bad news for newspapers. Strikes against Iran could put the focus on the Straits of Hormuz and what that means to oil, the contracting economy, and the states that are hardest hit. What if your clothing makes you sick? Those stories, the markets, and more, and Jeff Pitts from City View Magazine having some fun with stuff to do in the Greater Des Moines Metro this weekend into next week, and we let the dogs out. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, NTPDA.com. And AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful that you are along for the ride. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. Just go to @IOB_NewsHour. Well, it was a stunning report out today that listed Southwest Airlines as being the least safe of all U.S. carriers. The airline received only 3 of 7 stars from AirlinesRatings.com. Most of the other U.S. carriers in the study earned a full 7 stars out of 7, including American, Delta, United, Alaska, Hawaiian, JetBlue, Frontier, and Sun Country. The 3 U.S. airlines that didn't earn 7 stars were Spirit, Allegiant, and Penn Air. But each of them had a rating of 4 stars, still better than Southwest's 3. How bad was that? Well, Southwest's 3 safety stars puts them in the company of carriers like Aero Caribbean out of Cuba, Ava Traffic out of Kazakhstan, Novo Air out of Bangladesh, and Tajik Air out of Tajikistan. Yeah. So what happened? One standard that most carriers easily passed in the AirlineRatings.com study was an absence of passenger fatalities over the past 10 years, and that's one thing that tripped up Southwest. You might recall that in April of 2018, a Wells Fargo bank executive on a Southwest flight from New York's LaGuardia to Dallas died after she was struck by a piece of shrapnel that crashed through her window when an engine failed and blew apart. Also, it looks like Southwest failed to check a box regarding an operational safety audit. What does Southwest say? Well, they said that we're safe. We've been doing this for 50 years, and safety has been and always will remain our number one priority and focus. By the way, the safest airline? Qantas. Meanwhile, back on the ground, Tesla is reporting some interesting numbers. Tesla sold 367,500 cars last year. That's a new record for the company, according to figures published on its website early today. Now, while that's on the low end of the 360,000 to 400,000 vehicle estimate the company offered at the beginning of last year, the Silicon Valley automaker still delivered more cars last year than it did in the previous 2 years combined. All thanks to the popularity of the Model 3 sedan. Bloomberg is reporting that the McClatchy Company, the newspaper publisher that's teetering near bankruptcy, skipped a payment to some of its pensioners. McClatchy said in a statement, quote, "The company will not be releasing funds to a small number of participants in its supplemental executive retirement benefit plan as it addresses its long-term liquidity pressures," end quote. The company faces a mandatory $124 million contribution to its pension plan this year. The Strait of Hormuz is a narrow waterway in the Middle East that marks the most sensitive transportation choke point for global oil supplies. And that area was back in focus today after a U.S. airstrike killed a top Iranian military commander and heightened fears of a confrontation between the two countries. Oil prices jumped with West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. benchmark, rising to an 8-month high, and Brent crude, the global benchmark, trading at its highest level since September, when an attack on Saudi Arabia's oil infrastructure, widely blamed on Iran, by the way, temporarily knocked out half of the country's output. Oil today closed up by over 3% to $63 a barrel. And by the way, airline stocks, they tumbled on the news. Think fuel. According to a Bloomberg report today, 9 U.S. states' economies are expected to slide into contraction within 6 months. That's the most since the financial crisis ended more than a decade ago. All of this is according to the latest projections from the Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia. West Virginia's economy is forecast to shrink the most, while a decline in neighboring Pennsylvania is anticipated to be the most severe since May of 2009. Delaware, Montana, and Oklahoma are still expected to face shrinking economies in the next 6 months, and the list of states was expanded to include contractions on the horizon for Vermont, New Jersey, Kentucky, and Connecticut. Meanwhile, the early primary states of Iowa and New Hampshire are expected to see marginal growth over the next few months, according to the bank, which, by the way, releases 6-month leading indexes for the 50 states on a monthly basis. Well, if it's not trade issues, it's global uncertainty. Stocks fell sharply today after the U.S. confirmed that an airstrike killed Iran's top military commander, sending oil prices surging and hiking geopolitical concerns. The Dow Jones Industrial Average plunged by over 230 points to 28,634. S&P 500 fell by 23 points to end the day at 3,234, and the NASDAQ slid 0.7 or 71 points to settle in at 9,020. The Dow briefly dropped by more than 360 points at the open. The airstrike was just one of the factors weighing on the markets today. A weaker-than-expected reading on the manufacturing economy also spelled trouble. December's ISM Manufacturing Index came in at 47.2. That's the weakest in a decade and smaller than the 49 reading expected by economists polled by Dow Jones. Investors largely fled risk assets like stocks in favor of gold and treasuries and other traditional safe havens. Gold futures jumped by 1.3% to $1,547.80 an ounce. The benchmark 10-year Treasury yield, which moves inversely to the price, dropped to around 1.83%. And finally, there is this. So what if your clothing makes you sick? Over 500 Delta Airlines workers are suing manufacturer Lands' End over flight attendant and ground worker uniforms that they say are triggering health issues. The class action lawsuit, which was filed in Wisconsin, alleges that employees have suffered from severe respiratory illnesses, rashes, and headaches, among other symptoms as a result of their work attire. Delta said it believes the uniforms are safe. Rival American Airlines back in 2017 also split from clothing manufacturer Twin Hill following complaints from its flight attendants union. Hey, coming up next, we're going to take it easy. We're going to have some fun already, okay? Jeff Pitts is the managing editor for City View Magazine, and each week he comes in talking about stuff to do in the greater Des Moines metro this weekend into next week. We riff on a whole bunch of stuff, arts and entertainment, on a Friday afternoon here on the Business News Hour.